Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover David's final instructions to Solomon to be strong, follow God's commands, and fulfill the promise of the Messiah. The Bible verses for today are found in 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. When the time of David's death drew near, he gave these instructions to Solomon his son. I am going the way of all the earth. Be strong and be a man. Keep the mandate of the Lord, your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees as they are written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in whatever you do and wherever you turn. That's 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
So here we have the final moments of David's life. He knows the end is near, and he wants to pass on some important instructions to his son, Solomon. It's a fatherly pep talk, urging his son to take on the responsibilities that lie ahead. But it's not just about strength and manhood. David also emphasizes the importance of keeping the commands of the Lord. He tells Solomon to walk in God's ways, to keep his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees. In other words, David wants Solomon to follow the law of Moses to live a life that pleases God. And why is this so important? Well, David explains that by obeying God's commands, Solomon will be successful in all that he does. It's not just about earthly success, but also about finding favor in the eyes of God. David knew that a life aligned with God's will leads to fulfillment and blessing. But why is David speaking these words? Why is he so concerned about Solomon following God's law? Well, you see, David acknowledges that he is about to die. He knows that death is inevitable, and it can tarnish the glory of this earthly life. That's why he points Solomon to the hope of another life beyond this one. Death may lay us in the dust, but there is something greater waiting for us. Now let's talk about the main charge that David gives to Solomon. It's a noble and weighty responsibility. David wants Solomon to show himself as a man despite his youth. He wants Solomon to live according to God's law, to be obedient and faithful. And there's an even greater promise at play here. You see, God had made a special promise to David. He promised that the Messiah would come from his descendants. This promise was absolute and unshakable. So when David tells Solomon to keep God's law, he also reminds him of this incredible promise that God made to their family. As we reflect on these words, we are reminded of the timeless importance of following God's commands, trusting in his promises, and living a life that honors him. It's a message that transcends time and speaks to the hearts of all those who seek to walk in God's ways.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the incredible power and guidance found in your word. It is truly a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. As we journey through life, help us to dive deeply into your scriptures, seeking understanding and wisdom beyond mere knowledge. Transform our hearts and minds through your word, shaping our thoughts, attitudes, and actions to reflect your will. Give us the strength to walk in the light of your word daily, especially when faced with temptations and distractions. Help us to trust in your guidance, knowing that your word will always lead us on the right path. May we never forget the immense gift we have been given in your word. Let us cherish it, study it, and allow its truth to mold us into the people you have called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, as we reflect on the importance of following God's commands and trusting in his promises, may we be inspired to live lives that honor him. May you be blessed with strength, wisdom, and unwavering faith as you seek to walk in God's ways. Let's remember the timeless importance of living a life aligned with God's will, trusting in his guidance, and embracing the hope of his promises. Blessings to you and your loved ones. Goodbye.